So nothing is finalized at this point. Nothing's been signed or submitted into court and approved and all that. But this is officially on the docket in two different courts, one in Ingham County Court, where he's facing several first-degree sexual misconduct charges, and the other in Eaton County, where he's also facing similar charges. So these plea hearings are officially on the docket. They've been scheduled. Things could still change, but generally you don't schedule a plea hearing unless both sides are pretty sure that this is a strong possibility.
Interesting. And there are women ready to have their day in court and speak out.
Yeah, you know, I called one of them this morning just to kind of get her reaction, because this would be, as you mentioned, the first time that anybody would have heard Nassar say, yeah, I did this. You know, we know that he pleaded guilty to the child pornography charges, but he's always maintained his innocence and that this was a valid medical procedure. And so I spoke with one woman, Larissa Boyce, who was a teenager when she says she was abused, and she says that she also told her MSU coach at the time. Now she's, you know, a mom of four kids. I asked her, what is it like to think about that this could actually be real?
Hearing it come out of his mouth, saying that he wronged us girls, that takes it to a whole nother level.
So what could be the outcome here? Could Larry Nassar die in prison?
If you are Attorney General Bill Schuette and running for governor and prosecuting this case, you are sure going to do your darndest to make sure that that happens. His federal sentencing on the child porn charges are next month, December 7th. He has agreed in that plea deal to not fight a sentence of between 22 to about 26 years. The guy's in his early 50s. At some point, if you get a high enough prison sentence at the state level, that is essentially life in prison. You don't have any shot of getting out. And you also just look at how many criminal sexual conduct charges he has in the first degree for children under the age of 13, charges where the mandatory minimum sentencing is 25 years. And it certainly seems as if it's headed that way.
And we are certainly beginning to see kind of a head of steam pick up with even some very prominent names in the gymnastics world saying, yeah, me too.
Right. We saw Ali Raisman come out this past weekend on 60 Minutes. And I think a really powerful one as well was Michaela Maroney a little while ago, not just because she said, hey, this happened to me too, but because she was willing to get involved with the criminal case as well. And you read details in the criminal case about what she alleges happened to her from Larry Nassar. And for me, it was some of the most disturbing allegations in this whole disturbing case.
How so?
That she, you know, she mentions in her tweets about this that at some point she was afraid for her life, that she believed she was drugged on the way to Tokyo for a team event and woke up in a hotel room where she says Larry Nassar was abusing her. So I can imagine that if I am Dr. Nassar's defense team, I would like to get a deal struck before I have that kind of testimony.
What does Larissa Boyce think about the chance of maybe looking him in the eye in court?
So that's the other interesting thing. That'll be another step after. Let's say, one, we got to get a plea.
Yep.
To
okay.
get that out.
Yep.
And then, two, sentencing is a different stage, and that could be in 3 weeks, it could be in 2 months, and there will be likely an opportunity for victim impact statements. Of the 120 plus women who say that they were abused by Nassar, it will be interesting to see how, even just logistically, it could take days for these victim impact statements, and for women like Larissa, this is something that they really want to do.
I know a lot of people wouldn't want to face him, but I'm at that point in my healing process that I want to, and I want to take my power back by facing him and saying, you did this to me.
Wow. Well, just to be clear, though, no details are in public because there is this gag order.
Gag order, yeah.
We do know then Larry Nassar is on the docket for plea hearings in both Ingham and Eaton counties within the next couple of weeks, and you are keeping your eye on that as this all unfolds.
Thanks, Cindy.
Michigan Radio's Kate Wells.